Hey guys, this is Vanessa. My podcast is Life Paranormal with Me. Listen as I serve you all things spirit, paranormal, and unexplained. Join me every other Saturday as my guest host and I recount our own experiences that will perplex and utterly terrify you. Life Paranormal with Me is available on all major platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Join the Lifer fam by following me on Twitter at @VLifeParanormal. Follow, like, subscribe, and hit that notification button so you can always catch a ride on this spooky vibe.
Hello, this is JT, the host of The Paranormal Sun, coming to you live from Tower Studios here in Middle Earth, and you are listening to my friend Al on the Ghosts in the Valley podcast.
Cooley, and welcome to Ghost in the Valley podcast. Today I have Nicole Gaspard. She is an independent author with over 10 books released. She's a psychic medium. She has her own radio show. And Nicole is also a member of the Warren Legacy Foundation for Paranormal Research. I'll get into my conversation with Nicole right after these brief messages.
The Mother-Daughter-ish podcast and YouTube TV show is all about the conversations that mothers and daughters have, the conversations they don't like to have, and the conversations that just have to be discussed. Join us on all podcasting platforms. Watch our show on YouTube. Hey, guess what? It's your mama's favorite podcast and the podcast your daughter is so glad she found. Check out the Mother-Daughter-ish podcast and YouTube TV show.
This is Jerry Ayers with Supernatural Investigators of Minnesota, and you're listening to Ghost in the Valley podcast.
Okay, today I have Nicole Gaspard. She is an independent author, a psychic medium, host of Haunted Real Connections that's on Paranormal King Radio every Wednesday. Nicole is also a member of the Warren Legacy Foundation for Paranormal Research. How are you doing today, Nicole?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, and thank you for coming on the show today. I appreciate it. You know, before we get started, I went to your webpage, and I love your daily quote that said, "I'm stronger because of the hard times, wiser because of my mistakes, and happier because I have known sadness." Well, that's pretty powerful. I like that.
Yeah, it kind of hit home with me too, so I thought I'd throw it out there.
Uh-huh.
I think it's at website, Nicole Gaspard at website.com.
What led you into the paranormal? Begin with?
Well, as I always say, as being a medium, I guess I was born with these psychic abilities, and later on I developed them. And mainly I think it's just the spirit that I run across. I'm always here to help the living or the dead, you know.
Do you have like any special spirit guides?
I probably have quite a few spirit guides and angels. I have a pretty good spirit team, I like to say.
I was told before, past guest that everybody has at least 10 spirit guides that we don't even know we have.
Oh yeah, and at least one or two guardian angels for me.
And the guardian angels that take that look, you know, look after you.
I probably have 10 guardian angels.
At least 10?
At least.
And how do you use your medium psychic abilities? I mean, do you people ask you questions, or do you help people out, or police, or anything like that?
I haven't done any police work, however, I am open to it. Yeah, I've done some training with my other psychic friends. We've done some missing person cases. And I love to do remote viewing work. Yeah, I see or sense things in my mind very easily. But they'll show me a picture of where this particular object or person might be, and they'll be right there.
Well, that's cool. Do you find that, you know, being a psychic medium a blessing or a curse?
I would say a little bit of both.
Oh, so I always find that to be an interesting question for a lot of my psychic mediums that's on the show, you know, because I hear the same thing from all of them. It's a little bit of both.
Yes, I tend to hear spirits mostly as a medium. We hear spirits and we try to relay their messages to whoever we are connecting with. And it all begins with just a connection. And if I have any, if it's not, I'll just simply say I don't have any connection right now. Maybe later on I might have something that makes, because I do have very strong psychic dreams.
Like sometimes like your mind just can't shut down, you know?
Exactly.
And getting into your book, I see you have, what, over 9 books, 10 books written?
At least, probably about 9 or 10. Almost a dozen. I'm working on a couple more.
Yeah, see your newest release, Random Spirits Paranormal Memoir.
Yes.
What's that about?
That's one of my favorite books I've written. It's mainly about my continuation experiences in the paranormal and the spirits. They're not always family when I run into spirits. They're spirits and ghosts that I've never even met in life. So I thought, maybe how about randomly? They come in randomly. So that was like, that's a perfect title, Random Spirits.
You know, I think I've read, maybe it was on the site, that it was based on 2 stories, what it's like to be a medium and so forth.
Yes.
So you share what you go through, like being a psychic medium. And
yeah, I like to try to explain what we come across. Try not to be afraid of it. A lot of us just want to run away, right?
Mm-hmm.
To really ground myself. And you know, I always say, how do they make you feel? Do they make you feel afraid or do they make you feel safe? So that's how I learned to discern spirits.
And I see you did your first book signing in January of this year.
Yes.
How was that? That's exciting. You're having your first book signing.
Yeah, it went quite well. And, you know, I explain to people what I do and everything. And they let me sign their book before they purchase it. And, one of my favorite bookstores, Barnes & Noble.
Right. That's one of the bigger ones, too.
Yeah, number 3 of them would be there because I'm an independent author, you know.
That's really cool. Yeah, because I'm writing my first book right now. And hopefully it'll be out next year. It's only taken me for 55 years to write this book.
Right, well, good luck with that.
No, thank you. You know, so I can't wait to get into the book signing and especially getting my book out there that's taken me so long to write.
Right.
Because it was based on a true ghost story that I had in my house growing up. Looking back on that, you know, I'm trying to get all my facts correct, you know, from what happened inside that house.
Right. For me, it's not like the money or fame. It's the enjoyment of seeing my book actually in people's hands, reading it. Before I left the store, I saw this lady reading my book in the cafe, and I was like, that was an awesome feeling.
Maybe you could help somebody too, you know, for what they're reading. You know, that's probably the most important is, you know, sharing your story with somebody that can relate to you.
Right. And, you know, sometimes a lot of people are afraid to listen and don't want to listen, especially with the young family.
Because about everybody I've talked to, you know, in the paranormal field, which is a very wide subject, you know, you're either labeled crazy or nuts, you know, right. and I got through all that stuff. That doesn't bother me, you know. What I loved about this show is I can get everybody from all around the world on my show, and you can share your experiences being a psychic medium or a paranormal investigator or searching for Bigfoot, whatever, you know, and share your story to other people out there that can relate to you.
Right, and that's very healing, you know, if you can share your story. And even if you don't have anyone to share, you can always write down a journal and share it later on.
I see you were on you did a paranormal investigation, you said, so haunts you to this day. What was that?
It was a very active restaurant and a bar out here in California on Oceanside. I tell you, that place, you ever heard of the movie Poltergeist?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to get you in trouble on this. But it's just like that. They put this restaurant over like a graveyard. I don't know if it's any burial, but over a graveyard. They moved the stone, but not their bodies. So it's like haunted inside and outside the parking lot. And they have a creepy alley and they don't like go through. But I did anyway.
So what did you didn't carry any spirit with you, did you? I mean, out of there?
I hope not. But it would be surprising.
I do a protection prayer before I go in and before I leave, you know, just to, I have crosses. I take this stuff seriously, you know, on how far I can go and cross that line, you know.
Very, very important to keep that protection prayer around you all times, especially in my work.
You have a Facebook page too. What's that one about? What with the paranormal?
It's called Spirit Chasers. It's basically a group right now. I'm not really as much investigating as much as I like. So I just share like our experiences and other things paranormal.
And your podcast, what's that? That's what's that about? What's the name of that?
It's a Haunted Real Connections, like you say, every Wednesday evening. And I do interviews from, you know, famous people, from actors all the way to the paranormal. I like to mix and match.
Mm-hmm. And it's what, on every, anything paranormal or a certain area?
It can be a variety. It can be paranormal or supernatural, or even I've had some film directors and actors, yeah, deciding. Mm-hmm.
And I know you're the same way. If with all these guests you have coming on, you have all these questions, you know, and they're no different than, say, Joe Blow, who lives next door. You know, doesn't matter if they've been in a movie or number one song in the United States or Europe, they have the same stories that anybody else has, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, let's get to the Warren Legacy Foundation for Paranormal Research. What's that about?
Mainly about members that are throughout the world, actually, for expanding more and for helping others in their paranormal community. Some can be quite dark. Some are just like end up being psychological rather than demonic. You know, everybody wants demonic these days. It's not everything that's demonic. It should be something else.
Right. You know, I've been doing this like for 40 some years, and I think in 40 some years, I've only come across demonic twice. And that, during that time, I didn't handle that because I'm not experienced in that. So I'd have other people that handled that part of it. But most of your angry or ornery spirits, as I call them, they're not demonic, you know.
I like to call them gremlins.
Gremlins?
It messes my equipment. I'm like, stop it.
Have you ever had that where you felt like you were pretty close to that side, you know, the demonic side?
Yeah, I've heard them too, unfortunately, from time to time. Not as often, which is, yeah, I'd rather not hear them. But with it, you know, we don't have a choice to hear about the evil spirits.
So in California, I mean, where would you say the most active spot would be?
There's a couple, actually. The Queen Mary ship. I've been there throughout my life. And I like to say that my grandparents used to work on the Queen Mary ship in their engine room. And that's where I had my one of my first encounters with the shadow people there.
I had my first encounter with a shadow person at that haunted house I went to a couple weeks ago. You know, in all these years, I've never seen a shadow person. I mean, I've seen ghosts and spirits, but not a shadow person per se. And when I was in the house, which was built in the late 1700s, the gentleman's house, it was his house. He told me there was a shadow person right behind me. And at that time, I felt very ill, kind of nauseated. So I had to step out into the newer addition of the house, and I was fine. So I stepped back into the old addition. I see the shadow person behind him. I never seen that before. I was glad I went. I was really glad I went to that haunted house. I've been to other places that were haunted, you know, and museums and mental asylums and stuff like that. But I've never, except for my own house I grew up in, I really haven't witnessed anything like that since the house I grew up in 50 years ago, you know.
Oh, yeah, but I've experienced things here, UFOs from time to time. I've seen them right from my backyard. I filmed them, quite a few of them.
And what do you think that is? It's, you think the government's not giving everything that they know?
It might be both.
Or could be they do know and exactly what it is, and maybe we don't need to know.
Right. I think one of my theories is because I'm so open to the paranormal, I could be seeing other things as well. I was going to say, and for some reason, shadow people It made me feel a bit nervous.
Really, I'm surprised, you know, to be in a psychic medium. You feel things like that happens before it happens or after it did happen, or both?
I would say both, because I have premonitions as well. And, unfortunately, you know, you have premonitions. It's about, you know, premonition of death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's, I really don't like those.
What about afterlife? What do you feel about afterlife?
Well, I'm having quite a few close calls myself. And I don't think I've had a near-death experience, but I've had, like, astral projections where I've seen my spirit family there. I've seen my great-grandmother. And I told her, and my dad already, she's like, no, it's not your time. It feels like you're dead when you're like, you know, hey, you're away from your body. And it's like, you know, she looks a bit younger and hardly a recognizer.
Or say a doppelganger.
Maybe. But I haven't run across those yet, thank goodness.
You know, I haven't either, but my brother contacted me a couple months ago. And he lives in Georgia, and I'm in Ohio. And he was in a restaurant in Georgia. He says, he seen me at the other table and thought, what am I doing in Georgia? When I never contacted him, and here it wasn't me. I mean, the dude looked just like me, talked like me, my characteristics, everything. And he even sent me a picture, and I'm like, oh my God, that looks like me.
I had that similar experience on those. My friend of mine saw me on TV on one of those shows. I told her I would know if I would be on TV. I'd be like, hey, I'm on TV. But, this lady was exactly like me, the hairy face and everything. That was creepy.
So were you ever on a paranormal team or go with a paranormal team to investigate?
No, right now I'm not. Unfortunately, I tried on a local ghost team. There's a local ghost hunter team here in my town, but I don't think they're accepting any members right now. But I have told them about my Queen Mary incident, and they called it. Maybe one day.
Yeah, what your grandparents were, what, did they operate the boat, or they were the...
They would be working in the engine room.
Oh, they worked in the engine room, that's right, that's right.
Where was the most active there.
In other words, that was the most active was in the engine room?
Yeah.
And you seen that yourself?
Yeah, well, I've been through the engine room and the pool area where it's usually closed. I've been through there. I tell you, I used to want to stay there for long.
Yeah, I mean, I've had that a few times where, you know when enough's enough, and you don't want to tick off the spirits if they don't want you there.
Right.
I was in one where there was four paranormal teams, and the spirit didn't contact any of the members. But it picked the person that was in the back of the room because she was Hispanic. Hispanic, so contacted the one that she could relate to. So I found that fascinating that the spirits will pick and choose who they want to speak with.
Yeah, I've heard stories about that. You either talk to men or either talk to women.
Mm-hmm. On your other books you have out, you know, you have, what, 10 books, at least 10 books. Are they all available on Amazon, or where can they get the books at?
Yeah, mostly Amazon, and some are up at Barnes & Noble.
And BarnesandNoble.com?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put your links at the bottom of this episode. And I want to thank you for coming on today and sharing all that with me. I appreciate it.
Sure, anytime. Thank you for having me. And happy Halloween.
I want to thank Nicole Gaspard for coming on the show today. And I will put Nicole's links at the bottom of this episode. Make sure you check those out. And make sure you come back on Halloween when I actually go through a walkthrough of a haunted house about 65 miles south of where I live here in Ohio. You don't want to miss that one. I'm your host, Al Cooley. And thank you for listening to Ghosts in the Valley podcast.